In this edition of Tourism Roundup, we hear how the government is crafting a new dawn by pushing for authentic Jamaican creations to take center stage in the industry. And we travel west for Orno Jamaica feature. I'm Camille Guthrie. Stay with us.
The label is put on the bottle to tell you exactly how to use the pesticide. In fact, the label tell you what is in the bottle, what crops to use it on, what first aid to apply in case you swallow it or it get on your skin, plus a lot of other things, man.
The label answers critical questions such as, how should this pesticide be used? What pests are controlled? What is the waiting time after application? How can it be safely stored? What emergency action is needed if swallowed? Always read the label before purchasing a pesticide and read it again before using. Protect yourself and others. Always follow the directions on the label.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
The Tourism Ministry spearheaded craft strategy is being developed to ensure maximum benefit is derived from the $4 billion art and craft industry. The strategy will address several issues in the sector while improving on systems and methods that have been tested and proven to work.
There are some problems that we have identified from multiple consultations with the craft vendors, one of which is the diversity availability. We had the authentic Jamaica call, and we had over 200 persons sending craft ideas. Once we have finalized the process of first time giving them copyright and trademark, so therefore the maker of the craft, the design producer, will have some rights.
Junior Tourism Minister Damien Crawford. Research is being undertaken to ensure the designs submitted are original. After the research is completed, a space will be created where crafters can come together to showcase their products.
We'll be having a craft fair for vendors to actually make orders. That's the first time, again, this will be done for vendors to pre-order craft and to have them made on their behalf.
The craft strategy will seek to establish a body to govern the sector.
We're putting in a craft council that will actually coordinate the craft activities, the marketing, the promotion, even the disciplinary aspects of it.
Craft vendors will also be given an opportunity to better compete in the market.
So increase the productivity of craft by making it difficult for imported craft to compete effectively. We are seeking to have the place of origin to be stamped on these crafts and make it legal for them to apply the name Jamaica or made in Jamaica on imported crafts. So we're seeking to reduce the unreasonable competition.
The Heart Trust NTA will be brought on board to train and certify persons to work in the craft industry. To get reactions from the persons who will be most impacted by the policy, we visited the Negril Craft Market in Westmoreland and asked craft vendors for their thoughts on the strategy.
Well, that would be a good policy for the Jamaicans, as we know that tourism is our main source of income. You know what I mean? And we are the craft market. We do our own work, so it would be good.
That's a good policy. That's a good policy.
That was craft vendor at the Negril Craft Market, Joan. And before her, another craft vendor who actually makes the things he sells, Rocky Maduri. In our No Jamaica feature for today, we stop over in Westmoreland's capital, Savannah La Mar. The chief town and shipping port in Westmoreland was the Sabana de la Mar of the Spaniards. Sabana de la Mar, when translated, means the plain by the sea. During English occupation of the island, the de was dropped and the name became Savannah La Mar, sometimes abbreviated Sav La Mar. And if you hear Westmoreland alight talking about Sav, it's Savannah La Mar that they're referring to. That wraps up our program for today. I'm Camille Guthrie, inviting you to join me again on the next edition of Tourism Roundup. Until then, one love.
Like the words we teach our children out of many.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.